Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 14 of Joshua, living the victorious life. Today's title is Don't Lose Sight of the Mission. Every mission needs a missionary. Our text today is Joshua 2, 22 through 24. They departed and went into the hills and remained there 3 days until the pursuers returned, and the pursuers searched all along the way and found nothing. Then the two men returned. They came down from the hills and passed over and came to Joshua the son of Nun. And they told him all that had happened to them. And they said to Joshua, "Truly, the Lord has given all the land into our hands, and also all the inhabitants of the land melt away because of us." During the entire journey, the spies never lost sight of their mission. They had entered enemy land with their eyes set on the victory that God had before them. In the pursuit of one mission, they encountered another. They saw the desperate need of Rahab and her family. They did not compromise their convictions. They did not give in to temptation. They remained faithful to God's cause, while at the same time showing kindness to a prostitute who protected them. These spies did not view Rahab as a prostitute with a bad reputation. Rather, they saw her as someone who desperately needed salvation. The spies are obedient to Rahab's commands. They hide in the hills for 3 days, that is, the rest of the first day and 2 days thereafter, returning safely to Joshua in Shittim as the 3 days set in Joshua 1:10 draw to a close. They report to Joshua everything that had happened. This may well include realities of warfare, numbers, fortifications, and preparations within Jericho, but nothing of this is recorded. Only the words gained from Rahab, the woman who read the news, her own people, and the God of Israel rightly. The Lord has surely given the whole land into our hands. All the people are melting in fear because of us. To her words, they have added their own, surely. Perhaps this reflects their experience in Jericho. If God could so orchestrate their meeting with the faithful prostitute, then surely he is indeed working for Israel. The two spies return to Joshua with a renewed passion for their mission because of the influence of Rahab's faith. Her words had become their words. They could only add surely to the words she had pressed on their hearts. They were certain of their mission, and everything about their encounter with Rahab validated their convictions. The story of Joshua 2 is the story of faithful, committed believers on a mission. And just like the two spies, you and I are on a mission. We too have been sent by God to confront and conquer any obstacle to inherit all that He has spiritually promised us. Our enemy is against this mission. Like the spies, we too are sent behind enemy lines. Because we have been sent on a mission, we are all considered missionaries. Perhaps you never thought of yourself as a missionary before, but that's exactly what you are as you live daily for Christ. Your mission field is right where you live and work. God has placed you where you are for His purpose and plan. Nowhere in Joshua 2 will you read that the two spies compromised their mission. They could have easily rationalized a life of sin while in enemy territory. They could have blended in, stayed a while, and lost sight of their purpose for going into Canaan. It would have been easy to justify partying a while before going home. No one would know what they did if they just kept quiet about it. Yet, they wouldn't settle for less than God's best for their lives. They lived boldly, with integrity, while in the middle of enemy territory. They never lost sight of God's plan. We can learn a lot from the spies and their dedication to the mission of God. Although we live in the world, we are citizens of heaven. One day, Christ will return to finish what He started in His death and resurrection, the final redemption of creation, the reversal of the curse, and bringing heaven and earth together forever. While we wait for that glorious day, God has a plan to make a difference in us and through us for His glory now. Living out His plan has present implications and eternal consequences. Our choice to live on mission for God impacts those around us. Joshua and the people of Israel would have been encouraged by this report from his two spies. When we are obedient to live on mission, others are encouraged to live on mission also. Courage and commitment are contagious. Questions. Have you ever considered yourself a missionary for Christ in enemy territory? Why or why not? In what ways are you compromising your mission? In what ways are you achieving your mission? What spiritual disciplines do you need to regularly deploy so you won't lose sight of His mission in your life? In what ways are you encouraged by others who are living on mission for Jesus? How are others motivated by your faith? Pray with me. Lord, thank you once again for your word. May it increase our faith so that we can be missionaries to whichever mission field you have sent us. We love you, Lord. Thank you for Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.